Squad Soldier AI has been a mainstay of the Half-Life series, so we were excited to see how their design would be impacted by the move to VR. Our early playtesting against a Half-Life 2 Combine Soldier AI in VR immediately made a number of things clear. First, players did not like to be shot at, and often had a visceral, negative response. The soldiers frequently ran at players at full speed, firing all the while, and we discovered that the speed of Half-Life 2 combat was simply too overwhelming in VR. Also, players took longer to do everything in VR, especially the core action of spotting and aiming their weapon at an enemy while staying in cover. As a result, the soldiers tended to live much longer in VR than they did in Half-Life 2. It was clear from these early playtests that the most common reaction among players was to immediately seek cover from enemy fire. So we started experimenting with changes to the soldier AI, aimed at building a combat experience around players' tendency to seek cover. Early experiments were focused on keeping Combine soldiers at a comfortable distance from the player, while keeping them moving around enough to not have combat become too static. To create lulls in firing for players to peek out from cover, we prevented soldiers from shooting while on the run in most cases. To keep players from remaining stationary, we created a concept of flushing, where squads will attempt to flush the player out of cover, and we gave each class of soldier a different method of flushing out the player. But even in these early tests, it was also clear that players weren't capable of fighting soldiers until they'd gotten skilled in a number of basic combat actions, like reloading their gun without having to focus all their attention on it. So we were careful to slowly introduce the various types of soldiers, and even individual features within the soldier classes. For example, these early fights against Combine soldiers only feature the basic grunts, and these particular grunts don't carry grenades. This means they don't actually have the capability to flush a player out of cover. We found it was important in these first fights to give players all the time they need to learn to use cover effectively, before we start introducing enemies that could try and flush them out.